So this reading we've just heard from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 to 20, is a call to make a choice. God has been faithful to his people, despite the fact that they have broken their covenant, that they have been disobedient, that they have not trusted, that they have done everything except what God wants most in his heart, which is to live with love and trust in their God and to live with love and trust for other people. We've just had, in the passage before the one that was read, a renewal of the covenant. And the fact is, the choice that the people are given in this text is for life and blessing, and it's directly related to observing the commandments of God. And then that sounds like, well, if you do the right thing, then you'll be blessed. We actually have it completely back to front. That is what our culture, our thousands of years of history and a different context gives us the framework. We look at it that way, but that's not the way the people would have understood this. This choice that they were given is not just for the moment, it is a choice for the future. And there they are, given a second chance. That God is saying to his people, despite your past mistakes, despite your disobedience, despite your stubbornness, please choose life. It's almost a plea, it's not an order. Because, you see, it is because of the relationship that we have with God. It's that relationship that gives us the blessings. How many of you, we just had Valentine's Day, how many of you have ever had the experience of being in love? Nice to see the married people doing that. That's very nice. You know, when you really love somebody, you want to do things that will delight their heart, put a smile on their face, things that will be good for them, good to them. And you do this not because they're going to give you a rose on Valentine's Day or whatever. You do it because that's what you want. You want to see them thrive. You want to express the love that you have and the appreciation you have for them. And that's what we're talking about here. To hear God is to understand that you are in relationship with God, that you are open to God, that you want to please God, not because God is going to punish or reward you, but just because you understand how much God loves you. And your desire is to reflect that love back to God. That actually, this choosing life so you will live and be blessed is because when we choose to follow God's way, when we choose to have that relationship with God, the Hebrew understanding is if you hear something, you will do something. And so if you hear God's words of grace, God's words of forgiveness, God's words of welcome and reaching out, that you will act and you will do something. You won't just say, oh, I'm one of God's people, hurrah, and go off and do what you want to do. That life with God brings blessing because God is a God of mercy and love and compassion and justice, of inclusion, of going over the barriers to welcome others in. And that when we love God, we will be ourselves doing these things. We will be loving, we will include, we will act justly. In Micah, it says, you know, O man, what is good, and that is to walk justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. And if you live this way, you will be a blessing to others, and you will find that you yourself are blessed. We look at these passages and we often think of ourselves, I need to make a choice, it's about me and my relationship with God. And there is that dimension. But actually it is a communal choice. The community is referring to all of God's people here. It's a community of faith. It is our way of saying, together we are stronger, together we make up the body of Christ. Each one of us, yes, we play our part, but together we make this choice. Together we choose life. We choose to follow God's ways. It is a communal choice. And it is about that relationship, that most important relationship we have. It's about God's grace. We have a God of second chances, of third chances, of 152nd chances. How many chances we need, we are given. Until we truly understand who God is and whose we are, and then we start making different kinds of choices. And we don't need quite so many chances. So this text is about hearing God, choosing to be his people. And those choices we make a difference. They ripple out through all of our lives. If we choose God's ways, we are choosing life, and we are choosing to create life around us. We are choosing to impact our families, our work colleagues, our communities in such a way that that choice ripples out and we create life around us. It's a plea from God to be his people and to be involved in the world around us. Our choices make a difference. What we do as God's people together has profound ripples in our community. To choose life, it is realized when we live in God's world, when we're open to hearing God speak, when we listen and we do something about those words that we hear God speak. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. God is giving us each another chance to say, I choose this way of life. May it be so in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.